You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. The annual Black Arts Festival is coming up this month, and it's bigger than ever. The festival now spans 7 days instead of four, with more local artists, more demonstrations, and more community events. The Black Arts and Cultural Center's new executive director, Yolanda Lavender, says the organization is going through a transition as younger members have taken the reins.
We are really being adamant about, getting people excited and fired up again about their community, and specifically how the Black Arts and Cultural Center fits into that equation. Art and culture is essential, I think, to people's lives, and them, knowing who they are and being able to experience different things. And so we want them to be on fire and excited about that.
In past years, the festival was held in Arcadia Creek Festival Site and also Bronson Park. Lavender says this year, they've moved the festival to LaCrone Park in Kalamazoo's Northside neighborhood.
So really engaging with the community and making sure that we're there and we're connected and we're accessible is a priority for us. And so that was the primary reason why we chose to, move into the neighborhood.
On Friday of the festival, the Black Arts and Cultural Center will also present its new theater company, Face Off Theater. Marissa Harrington is one of the company's founders. She says creating an actual theater company for the BACC was a logical step.
If we want to really be a force in this community of theater, then we need to probably be doing more than two productions a year. However, the Black Arts and Cultural Center is a nonprofit. And so you're talking about a responsibility of a whole organization. The theater is just one leg of it. And so there were those of us that are either from Kalamazoo or live in Kalamazoo, have made Kalamazoo their home. We're all Western graduates and we're all friends. And so we said, it'd be really cool if we had a theater company.
Unlike BACC performances in the past, this new company will focus more on the regional community, not just Kalamazoo. Harrington says every performance will be followed by a talkback with the audience, and Face Off will hold public theater workshops throughout the year.
It wasn't nothing to you, but it was something to me. To have you just up and walk out like that? What you think happened to me? You ever stop to ask yourself, I wonder how Vera doing? I wonder how she feels. I lay here at night in an empty bed, in an empty room.
The theater's first play is called Been Loving You. It's a series of scenes about the relationships between men and women of color, taken from August Wilson's Pittsburgh Cycle. Those are the 10 plays Wilson wrote that documented the African-American experience in the 20th century. Here's director Tanisha Pyron.
Anytime I've ever done this show and had a talk back, it was fireworks because somebody had an uncle like that or a grandmother like that or an aunt like that. And these are conversations that are needed in this day and age. In order for us to sort of progress as a society, we have so many hot button issues around gender and race and sexuality and all of these things. The arts is a place where you can touch the heart, impact the mind, and have those sort of productive conversations.
Pyron and Harrington are just two of six women who founded Face Off. Pyron says the founders represent a voice that's often overlooked, even in today's modern theater.
We have a tradition in the American theater of actors like Ruby Dee, and Maya Angelou, even, who started off as a poet and an actress and a dancer. Cicely Tyson, some of these who came up through the ranks of the American theater that is missing in this community and in many communities. And we really want to be advocates for that for the next generation and expand the audience for what some would deem to be culturally specific theater art.
You can find links to more information on Face Off Theater and the Black Arts Festival on our website. The festival will run July 13th through the 19th at LaCrone Park in Kalamazoo. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.